Unit 8, Track 1.
Anna, how long have you been working as a detective?
I have been working at the Metro Police Department's Homicide Division in Miami for almost 15 years.
Oh, I didn't know that you were that experienced. Well, then you probably know the most common crimes in the US.
Yes. Property crimes such as theft, robbery or burglary are on the top of the list.
Your job must be a demanding one. What does it involve?
As a detective, I interview witnesses and suspects, examine crime scenes and gather evidence. I sometimes have to testify at trials.
Really? I didn't know that.
My job is rather challenging. It requires working irregular hours and overtime. I have to deal with violent crimes like manslaughter and murder, which is stressful and emotionally overwhelming.
I see. What skills are needed in your occupation?
First of all, a homicide detective should be someone with good communication skills. We should work in coordination and communicate well with our co-workers. As you know, we work together with forensic specialists to examine evidence. We should create a relaxed atmosphere for the victims, witnesses, and suspects to make them talk. Another thing that is necessary is to have a sharp eye.
What do you mean by a sharp eye?
Well, during crime scene investigations, we must put together pieces of evidence carefully to make conclusions, or we must watch for the body language of the suspects to find a clue.
What about preventing crime? What can you say about it?
Parents should be good role models for their kids, and they should have close relations with them. In this way, we can prevent juvenile crimes. For the violent crimes that I experience every single day, we should have more police patrols, surveillance cameras, and well-lit streets. Cooperating with the local people can also work. But the best thing is to educate people and provide jobs for them. Poverty is a significant cause of crime.
And I think we, law-abiding people and decent citizens, should carry guns to deter offenders.
I don't agree with you, Mike. I'm in favor of gun control laws. Arming ordinary people has no benefit in preventing crime. Not everybody is as responsible as you. Don't you ever read about the mass shooting news?
Yes, you are totally right.
Governments should use harsher punishments and try to rehabilitate inmates. A criminal usually has a tendency to commit the same crime again as soon as he or she is released from jail.
You are right. By the way, as I am so afraid of being burgled, I installed an alarm system in my house and adopted a dog.
These are wise precautions. One more tip for you. Don't hide your key outside your house, as burglars know all the secret hiding places.
Okay, I won't.